Hello, Bravo. It's me. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Wait, I forgot. When's your birthday? I knew it. You're a Sagittarius. Bravo is a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Bravo is a Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Bravo is a Sagittarius.
Hello.
It's
your friends.
Oh, yeah. It's us.
It's us. Miles.
And Caitlin.
And this is Bravo is a Sagittarius.
And we're talking about the traitors.
The traitors.
Look, if this is your first episode ever,
you're going to be confused.
But just so you know, quickly, we like Bravo TV.
And we like astrology.
And we talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight we're talking about not a Bravo show, but Bravo people on a different show called The Traitors.
The Traitors, competitive reality game show.
Hosted by the one and only Alan Cumming.
Cumming. I always forget if there's an S.
There's no S.
Thank God.
I learned it.
Thank you.
I learned which it was.
Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming.
The amazing
Scottish
fashion
icon. Diva extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
She really is a part of my life, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Every day.
Every day in the show, but also I feel like I grew up watching him perform all the time.
Were you a big, what is that movie? Was he in the Unfortunate Events movie?
Series of Unfortunate Events?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, what's he from again?
I'm pretty sure he's in Spy Kids. Doesn't he play Floop?
Oh, I think I was thinking of Spy Kids.
I'm not wrong.
No, I know you're not wrong.
I mean, he has a long career.
Well, no, he's like very... I was just trying to think of from like childhood time for
yes.
us. Like, what was it?
It was Spy Kids. That's pretty much it.
Okay. And I didn't watch Spy Kids as much as you watched Spy Kids. Because you know it so much better than me.
Yeah, every day felt like. Mm-hmm. It must have been like because Mark watched it.
Yeah, your younger brother.
It came out in 2001. So we were 11.
Yeah.
Which is Spy Kids age range.
Totally. I definitely watched it.
Yeah.
We didn't own it.
Yeah, but then when you have like a younger sibling, you tend to like rewatch things when you were younger. So.
Yeah.
I definitely watched a lot of Spy Kids, you know?
Yes.
And he's great in that.
No, he, now it's like coming back to me. I knew he was, like, some kind of, like, childhood movie, like, villain.
Yes, yes.
And I couldn't remember where.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I didn't watch the series of Unfortunate Events at all.
He's not in that. That's
I know.
Jim Carrey.
No, I just, because I couldn't remember which one, I just came up with one that I couldn't remember.
They have pretty similar characters, though, if you're really going to be honest. Like, it could have easily been either one of them in those roles.
Yes.
So... Mm-hmm. He's also in Josie and the Pussycats.
Which I've never seen.
What?
I know. Well, I definitely wasn't allowed to see it when it came out.
That also came out in 2001.
Yeah, it was probably rated PG-13. And I was 11. And just so you know, the rules are, if you're not 13, you shouldn't be watching PG-13. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Do you remember what your first PG-13 movie was?
I don't. It probably would be one that I watched in secret somehow.
Yeah.
Before I was... I think I can't remember because, like, at this point, it feels like a long time ago. Oh, let me see if it was rated PG-13.
What was it?
Spice Girls movie.
Oh, yeah, no.
I wasn't allowed to watch that.
Wait, is Alan in that one, too? No, he's not.
I don't know.
No, that's some other guy that kind of looks like him who's in that.
I don't know. I watched that when I was in fourth grade. I believe, and I think I just didn't ask for permission to watch it, and then I think I found out after that my parents didn't want me to watch it because there are butts in it, because the men wear assless chaps.
Oh, what is that? Sounds familiar.
No, it's Spice Girls.
Oh, it's Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, I remember that, I'm just trying, I can't remember the first PG-13 movie that I saw, and if it was legal or not, you know, according to my parents.
To your parents, yeah. Mine was Sleepy Hollow.
oh my God, definitely not a scary movie for me.
Yeah, I didn't. I regretted it immediately. I was like, there's literal heads rolling everywhere.
How old were you?
I think I was like 11 or 12.
Oh my God,
so like, what scary. Year did that come out?
I'm looking.
Because
1999.
Oh wow, okay. Well, I definitely was like 10 or 11. But I remember having to call my parents because we were at a friend's house, me and my sister, and like they wanted to watch it. I remember having to like call them. Like the parents were like, you have to make sure that like it's their okay. parents and our parents were like friends. Like it was a big whatever. And they were like, yeah, you can watch it. And I hated every minute of it. I was terrified. Wow. But I do remember also seeing Josie and the Pussycats, so I don't know when I saw that. And I don't remember that being PG-13. So, who knows?
Is it PG-13, though?
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Well, I just think I figured out maybe what my first
PG... What was it?
Well, I looked up what came out in 2003.
Oh.
Because I would have been 13. Yeah. That were PG-13. And I think I remember why I was upset about my brother, who was 2 years younger, being able to see PG-13 movies before me, because Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, came out in 2003.
And it's PG-13?
It's PG-13, and we watched it a million times.
Yeah, and he was allowed to watch it.
Oh, yeah, because it was like, Kevin and I loved that movie where we had it on DVD and we would pause it and rewatch the scenes that we thought were really funny.
And that's not the first one.
That's the first one.
That is the first one.
Curse of the Black Pearl.
That movie, honestly, I watched it not too long ago, like a couple years ago, and I was like, still holds up.
Yeah, I think it's probably still hilarious.
It's still hilarious, still really good.
I was obsessed with that movie.
Yeah.
I have it. That's one movie that I think I have a lot of stuff memorized.
Yeah.
Because of how much I watched it.
Yeah, I've definitely seen you and Kevin, like, quote it together before.
I avast!
Yeah, that's what you two say to each other all the time. I avast!
Okay, oh my God, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go talk about last night's episode of The Traitors. Mm-hmm. I forget which episode it was. 10?
I think it's 10.
Yeah, so we're getting close to the end. Well, we are close to the end because he called it the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
So next week is the finale. And I was like, why?
Yeah, can we just have more and more?
It's like, I deserve a little bit more.
Have us last forever.
I don't know.
Never-ending game.
It was kind of a big week because everyone was like, oh, who's going to be banished? Who's going to be banished? Peter, Phaedra, it's all on MJ's hands. Going into last night, what percentage were you thinking it was going to be Phaedra written on the chalkboard? And what percentage were you thinking it was going to be Peter?
To be honest, I think I felt 50-50.
Really?
And I think it's just because I thought that MJ was seeing the logic.
Me too.
And I thought that she really saw that Phaedra was an option.
Yeah.
And I like legit was like, it might be Phaedra, and I might be shocked. And then it like wasn't.
I was shocked that it wasn't Phaedra in the end.
I was too.
Going into it, I was like mostly trying not to get my hopes up.
Totally.
That Phaedra wasn't going to be banished. But also I was like, how can you not tell that she's a traitor at this point? After everything that went down.
I know.
How could you still... Like, the blind loyalty was strong.
It really was.
That they were, like, literally blind.
And I just thought that she was gonna see through it.
Me too.
Out of all of them.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
So, yeah. So Peter got banished. MJ wrote Peter's name as small as she could on her chalkboard.
I
know.
I think she writes them all very small.
She does.
Small.
But that was the most noticeable time. Because it mattered.
It was like, beep.
And that's why it's so funny that people were trying to guess what she wrote. Like, they were trying to pause the frame of last episode, trying to see if it was Peter or Phaedra. No one, you couldn't even see it in frame because of how small it was.
I know.
It was, like, maybe 2 inches big.
That's why they let us see that much. No. They knew we couldn't figure it out.
Us.
They tested it.
They tested it.
Oh.
So, yeah, Peter got banished, and everyone, it was, like, so awkward in that room.
It was rough. And they felt weird.
Yeah, because everyone then knew that Phaedra was a traitor.
Yeah.
Except even Cherie needed still convincing.
She was like, oh.
And MJ was
like,
how
could she lie?
Uh-oh. I think Phaedra's a traitor.
MJ had like a identity crisis. I mean, you could tell she felt horrible.
Yes.
She really took that to heart.
She did. She was really felt bad that she was responsible for sending home a faithful.
Yes.
But look, Peter had to go regardless. Like, if Peter hadn't, even if Phaedra had been banished, I think it would have been the same. I think Peter would have gone home, been banished later that night. Or that next day. Because Kate would have been alone. And how to keep the heat off you, you keep the heat on someone else.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And how could he convince... He already had, you know, blood on his hands, essentially.
Yeah, or they could have murdered him. But I guess, who knows what they would have done.
Right, well, it would have just been Kate.
Yeah.
I think she still would have gotten rid of John. They were so annoyed with John in that turret.
It was really funny how upset they were. They're like, fuck John. He talks too much.
They're like, he really thinks he's so smart and witty.
He does think that, yeah, though. It's true.
They were annoyed. Phaedra was annoyed. Okay, so, yeah. Then we go into the murder turret. Honestly, at this point, I was like... I've already been, like, slowly becoming more and more disappointed with Phaedra, where it was like, it's clear that she has not done any sort of strategizing whatsoever from the beginning. And she is responsible for her own downfall at this point.
Yes.
And it's just a bummer. I just wanted her to play a little harder.
Agreed.
Because when you do have someone who is like her personality, where everyone trusts her, and is playing really hard, then you get a really good traitor game.
Do you think that the reason she backed off of that has anything to do with Sheree? That she just, like, got to a point where she's like, I can't lie to... I don't have the energy to, like, do Definitely. This with Sheree anymore.
Like last night's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's what happened. I mean, it's jumping ahead a little bit, but, like, that scene with the two of them together, I think she was just tired.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that night... In the turret, she was pissed.
Oh, so pissed.
And she was glad she was still there, but she was pissed.
She's like, I'm gonna murder John.
And then she woke up the next day, and I think she was just like, I can't go through another, like, battle.
Well, and the other thing...
And she clearly didn't have the energy for it.
There's that. And then there's also, like, okay, she can see that it's gonna be really hard for her to come back from. And why mess up Kate's game?
Right.
By, like, trying to have her defend her too much or whatever.
Yes.
I think she could have explained that more to Kate.
Yeah.
But...
I know.
It's an interesting response.
Yeah.
But I think she was like, I'm trying to go out with honor.
Yeah. A little bit. As much as she could without being like, I'm a traitor.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, I feel like contractually they, like, can't do it.
No, at the beginning of the game, I think they explain... that traitors are not allowed to say they are a traitor to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I think other than a traitor.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's in the rules of the game.
Yeah, I think that she couldn't. And I think that if she could, she would have told somebody. She would have just been like, yeah.
I think she would have told Sheree.
Yeah, I kind of was like, I was just surprised. I kind of thought maybe she was going to back out. But basically, she did. And you're right, she didn't, like, mess up Kate's game. But I feel like... With that murder, that last murder, she had a chance to, like, maybe throw in some distraction.
Absolutely.
Or take some heat in a different... Put some heat in a different direction than the housewife Bravo people. Because by killing John or Trishelle or even CT...
everything.
It just confirms that there's people in cahoots on this side.
Well, they never... I will say that it feels like Phaedra never made a decision of killing someone.
No.
In a way that Except would Tamara. Throw people off.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Tamara, but that was, like, so at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Like, if she
And she was kind of backed into a corner to do that.
Mm-hmm. And killed Sheree or MJ.
Which is what she should have done.
Then it would have made her game maybe last longer to the end.
Yeah. Well, because, like, then at least you could put more heat on either Trishelle, CT, or John, who have never had heat on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that would have been a smart move.
Yeah.
But Kate wasn't even, like, thinking like that.
Well, to be honest, I feel like none of the Bravo people think like that.
No, they were all just, like, Team Bravo all the way. Yeah. Who cares?
It's very interesting.
It made for an episode that, like, was not my favorite.
Totally.
It was, like, kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the idea of the end being a battle of the Bravo people, even though, like, Phaedra's gone. But, like...
Totally.
Now it's like, okay, it's coming down
and
to, like...
And how's Kate gonna handle this with Sheree and MJ?
Exactly.
And then, well, And also just to like backtrack to, well, they banish Peter, they kill John, and then they go to breakfast, and that's really when you can tell, I think, that Phaedra's kind of given up. She's just like not really giving anything.
Yeah.
They're like asking her directly. CT's asking her directly.
So many questions.
And she's got nothing.
Yeah, she's doing her same routine, but it just seems a little more distant than normal.
She's kind of just eating.
And CT's just, like, shaking his head, like, okay, I guess this is how this day ends.
Yeah, and then they go... Here's something that I am fascinated that still never comes up, is after a challenge, when I feel like the Bravo people don't even try... That nobody calls them on it, ever. Like, because they do this...
Oh, in the challenge.
In the challenge, and they aren't, like, helping them make money, and they aren't... Like, nobody's, like...
They just don't really care.
They're like, I guess that it could be a traitor vibe, but we're not going to focus on it. Where if it was, like, civilian... I always say civilian.
Me too.
But if it wasn't reality TV stars on it, and it was just regular people, that would be, like, the first thing. They'd be like, why the fuck aren't you trying?
Yeah. Like, why?
Because that, the like, pond lily pad jumping situation was just not working.
To be fair, they tried. But, like, as soon as they fail, they're just like, I'm not trying again.
I'm done.
But also, to be fair, they're not, like, the most athletic bunch.
No. And
so I understand being like, I'm not going to push myself to where I hurt myself over a game that I'm like, is just a job.
Totally. I mean, I totally.
That's why it's, like, different versus where, like, the people who are playing are regular people are, like, legit, like, I have to do this for the money right now.
Yes.
That's, like, that's where it's, like, kind of boring that there isn't regular people in the game.
I agree.
That's where the twist isn't so great. But it was really fun to see MJ succeed in the end and get her shield. But yeah, it was just Trishel and CT
and they're
pulling
like
all the money.
10 seconds left, and I'm like, it's been
it's
10
all
seconds
made
for,
up
for a half hour. There's no way you're telling me that they did that in 20 minutes.
I know.
That's so funny.
I really thought Kate was going to make it all the way.
She was very confident.
I was like, if anyone can
it's Boat Girl. Come on, Boat Girl.
On a bunch of like floating things.
Yeah.
That's essentially the dock thing that they put.
Yeah.
Let people play when they put out the water sports. Like, she knows how to be on something like that.
She did it for so much of her life.
Yeah. She gave it one good shot, and then she was like, I'm not going to try
Biffed
again.
Biffed it. Gave up. The end.
I mean, Alan was loving watching them go in.
His joy at this challenge was the best part.
Yes.
He kept, like, dodging people in front of him to look directly at the camera and be like, this is so much fun.
Yeah. He's like, I'm having a great time.
It's my favorite day ever.
He loves watching Housewives fall in a pond.
Who wouldn't?
I guess all of us loved it so much.
It was still, yeah, I guess
the only person who doesn't is CT.
Well, he's got to carry it. Always.
And even he was struggling a little bit there.
He said it was really hard, and I was like, okay, that says a lot.
Yeah, it does.
I've seen some things they do on the challenge. And
yeah, it's hard.
There's like this one event that they do, and it's insane. And I don't know if they do it on a bunch. I just saw it one time where they have to get into a huge tractor tire, like strap in basically.
Yeah.
And roll it down a hill. And if they fall, a team member has to lift them back up and push them and roll them all the way down. They can't roll it down themselves. It's
terrible.
Insane. And then when they
get so hurt,
you get so hurt, you're like jostled around, you're hitting your head. And then, and if you keep, if it, because it's like a wheel that you can't control, it's going to the side constantly. And then you have to get out when you finally get to the end and push the tire back up yourself.
What?
Up the hill.
No.
To give it to your teammate.
Oh my God.
The challenge is nuts.
The fact that CT is still alive is incredible.
Oh my God. He's invincible now.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that I watched the first episode of House of Villains.
Oh.
Because it's on Peacock now.
Yeah, I know. I guess I did know that because it keeps telling me to keep watching it after all my Bravo shows.
Oh, yeah.
And how was it?
I mean, it's very stupid.
Yeah.
But I was entertained for some of it. Johnny Bananas is on it.
Yes, I know. And Jax. And
Omarosa.
Yes. And the guy from Survivor.
Johnny Fairplay.
Fairplay.
He's nuts.
I mean, he's always been nuts, that dude.
And then there's some people I don't know.
And, yeah.
But they are kind of fun. Oh, Corinne from The Bachelor is on it, and she walks in, and she introduces herself to Omarosa,
mm-hmm.
but says, like, what's your name? Omarosa literally turns away, ignores her, and then Corinne's like, sorry, and then she just goes, you can Google me.
Oh!
And then will not speak to her.
Oh!
And then Corinne cries. It's so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, why is she a villain?
Because she was, like, definitely a villain in her season.
I remember her a little bit, but, like, she's more like, just, like, chaotic energy.
She kind of, like, she was really mean to the girls. She would say really catty stuff and say that they were, like, ugly or, like...
Oh, shit.
Like, self... Like, would attack people's, like, appearance or...
I do remember this.
Self-esteem. Yeah. And then there was also a moment where she, like, took him away from, like, I think it was a big group date for, like, over a half hour.
Yeah.
In a bouncy house and was making out with him. And they were all very mad.
I think I remember that.
And she's, yeah, she's just said some really shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to...
Yeah, back to Traitors.
Traitors. Sorry. So chaotic.
No, it's all good. So they come back from the challenge for dinner, get cleaned up, and basically it's like Operation Frame literally anybody else. Nobody's tried to frame anybody else on the traitor side in so long.
Yep.
And Kate is doing a good job. Honestly, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Is like, Sandra is a good person to frame.
Yep.
Because essentially she's played a game that looks kind of similar to Phaedra's.
Yeah.
And minus she has, like, done some gameplay.
But Sandra kind of ruined it by coming up to interrupt the talk.
I mean, this was, like, because watching with my sister is fun because she has no idea who Sandra is. And, like, she's the whole time she's been like, Sandra does nothing. And I was like, this is exactly what Sandra does.
Yes.
She does nothing, but she's doing everything. She's observing. She knows. And also, I was like, did they make Kate and... CT and MJ, I think that's who it was. Or
yeah,
it was like them. Kate have a conversation directly in front of the window where the other people were having dinner. Because, like, they just had, like, a front seat view of this conversation. And Kate is very animated in the conversation.
I know.
And it's, like, clearly she's talking about something and no one would be that animated about Phaedra because the facts are already out there.
This is true.
And so, like, it's just very obvious. So, like, Sandra, of course, would catch on to that.
Yeah.
And she just, like, that's classic Sandra being like, okay, well, they're on the beach talking. I'm just going to go down there and see what they're talking about.
Whatever their reaction will, like, kind of tell me what's up.
And it was not good. Kate's never played Survivor, so she doesn't know how to, like, change the topic when someone walks up on you on the beach.
And I thought she was going to do good.
Yeah.
At first, because Sandra comes up and Kate's like, oh, we're just talking about, like, a different option
because we
know it's Phaedra, so we need another option to, like, try.
And Sandra's like, okay, who is it?
And then Kate's like, oh, I don't know.
Who do you guys think?
What do you think?
It's like, you could just throw any other name.
Like, even CT and MJ could have said something, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
And true, it was Kate who had to have the plan, but...
And she was the one who was, like, visibly talking.
Yeah. So... It didn't work.
I don't know.
It derailed that whole situation.
It did. It derailed it where it's like they couldn't even bring up anything else at the round table besides Phaedra.
Like, why wouldn't you just say, I don't know, Sheree?
Yeah, that would have been my thought. I would have been like, you have to throw it. You can't say Trishelle.
No.
She's not going to believe you.
Sheree would be the most likely to be working with Phaedra.
Yeah. You'd be like, who is she closest with?
Yeah.
Who would she recruit?
Yeah.
Sheree.
That would be... Whatever. So she wasn't ready for it.
She wasn't ready for it. She wasn't thinking. And that's okay. This is this what keeps it real.
Yeah, it keeps it real.
And then Phaedra and Sheree have their talk. And this is where it gets depressing as fuck.
Oh, my God. Well, they talk about how long they've been friends. Mm. 30 years. They've been through so much together. And, like, how they wouldn't lie to each other or something. And I don't know their history on the show.
I mean, Atlanta. Honestly, I don't remember. Like, yeah. You're probably going to find out soon enough because you're watching it. But, yeah. Like, I've only gone through Atlanta once and I don't really remember.
Yeah.
But obviously, they've been friends a super long time. And, like, I mean, Shrey must know how, from Phaedra's reactions that she's, like, basically telling her, like, I'm a traitor, but no, I'm not a traitor.
I'm not.
Yeah. I couldn't believe she just asked her Shrey up. Mm-hmm. I was like, why are you putting that position on her? Just to see how she'll react. When you, like, know she can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was kind of rough. But I guess it was good TV. So what can I say?
What can we say? So then...
The banishment.
The banishment's, like, right after that in terms of what they show us. And everybody kind of comes for Phaedra.
Yeah, but they do it in a way where it's just like, well...
It was very sweet.
Do you have anything to say that can, like, convince us, but we are kind of convinced.
And she just said she was really tired.
She's like, I'm tired.
And Kate was pissed.
Kate was so pissed that Phaedra essentially gave up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you pissed? Because...
It actually is good for you.
She was dead weight. Like, it wasn't... Even if you got her through to the next...
Yeah.
Thing, yeah, she would be like, no one would see you and they'd vote her out and it would be fine, but like, you've set a plan in motion against Sandra, like,
you should have stuck so to
you're
that
doing
and
well
not,
but she, instead you said this crazy thing, now everyone's like, why the fuck was that?
She got Kate? So emotional.
She called her selfish and that she played the game selfishly because she was like a traitor
and not skillful.
Yeah, which was just like, okay, Kate. You just gave it away.
You're mad because she gave up because you're a traitor and now you're alone. Like, how... And Sandra's going to pick up on that.
Yeah, and everyone else was real... And she did. And everyone else was super nice. They were like, I love you,
well,
Phaedra.
Well, CT
but...
had his moment.
Yeah.
I, like... Oh, wait. There was, like, two moments for CT, first of all, that were, like, so hilarious and endearing to me. And the first was at breakfast because MJ was talking about how... John's not that old. He just doesn't.
Oh, my God.
British people just look old because they don't use Botox. And CT's laugh to that, he was, like, so shocked. And, like, it's so surprised. And also, like, we didn't even talk about how he was, like, so happy to be in a house of just women because he's the only man left.
He loved it.
He says after MJ, like, strokes his beard to, like, get, like, a fuzz off. Like, he's just being pampered. And then he says whoever wins the challenge gets to go on a one-on-one with him.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he was, like, full-on bachelor mode after the bachelor got voted banished. It was, like...
He was living his bachelor fantasy.
God, just living for it. And Liam was telling me he's just, like, so old school Boston.
Yeah.
That he, like, respects older women so much.
Aww.
Is what he thinks.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so he's just, like, excited to, like, be around, like, motherly energy.
Yeah.
And what Cancer man
wouldn't.
Doesn't want to be a little mothered.
Yeah. He loves it.
But then also when he, like... says he's voting for Phaedra, he's like, I think you came into this game to be the opposite of who you are, and you were the best traitor we have seen thus far.
Aww.
And there's, like, very sensual eye moments.
Exactly. Oh,
and
my
she
God,
like
God.
She kind of, like, smiles and, like, looks like she's gonna cry.
Yeah.
And it's adorable.
Dude, they fucked.
But when?
In the castle.
You think they fucked before this? No way.
No, in the castle. Not just before this, but, like, in previous episodes. The way his eyes, the eye contact was insane.
I don't think they fucked yet.
Oh, they kissed. Okay, there's just sexual tension.
I think there's just tension.
But you think they fucked out once the game was over?
I think if they fucked, it was after.
But they fucked. For sure. For sure.
I hope so.
Either way, the tension was there, mm-hmm. and I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, so sad. Castle Daddy.
Castle Daddy. Didn't he refer to himself mm-hmm. as Castle Daddy?
Yeah, Phaedra called him Castle Daddy, like, on the show, and I think then he became Daddy.
In his confessional? His confessional, Castle Daddy.
Confessional, Castle Daddy.
I feel like he said that.
Yeah.
But
I think he did, too. I don't remember.
Who knows?
Anyways, Phaedra, unanimous vote.
Yeah.
And she voted for CT.
Yeah, which just felt like a flirt.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, you're going to put my name down? I'm going to put your name down.
And you're my favorite. So I had to try.
I was thankful for that because I feel like, one, it doesn't really mess up his game. Like, it doesn't, like, put a target on his back.
No.
The way she did it. And two, it keeps the trace off anybody else.
Yeah. She said in the end, because I think she said it on the postmortem that I watched. That
oh, shit.
She was like, she was just like, I wanted to... I think she said I wanted to end it with integrity.
Yeah.
So I played the game as true as I could with what I was given.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if she explicitly said it or if it was just implied that she just didn't feel like it was necessary to, like, throw anybody else under the bus.
Yeah.
That didn't need to be. And she also said, I was happy. She was like, I didn't need to get to the end and win.
Yeah.
I didn't even plan on that. That she just... wanted people that she liked the most and who she thought deserved it the most to be in the final group.
Aww.
To win. And she said, I felt good about where that was. Who is there.
Well, that kind of makes sense why she was like, get John. Out of here, John.
She's like, no, John.
No politician's gonna win this, especially yeah. once he said all that shit about everybody.
Exactly. And I think even though she was annoyed with Trishel, I think she thought she played a good game.
Yeah.
And Peter was out. She didn't like Peter.
Yeah, she didn't want Peter on there at
all.
And
I think she was just like, Sheree's there, MJ's there.
Kate
can win it. And I love CT.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and I think she liked Sandra too. I think.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about Sandra, but that's her gameplay.
No, I think that that's also like, they developed a relationship.
Yeah, they did.
I think Sandra knew it was a good idea to do it, that she wouldn't get targeted.
100%. I mean. Yeah, because they had that, like, moment where everyone was, like, before the challenge, and they were, like, playing chess together out on the field. If they were, I don't really know. But it was, like,
fake chess.
It was, like, funny. And I think that Sandra's like, yeah, I really like Phaedra, but, you know, I'm also keeping her close.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that is such a survival move. To me, that's, like, the move that you should play in the Traitor's Castle is, like, figure out who the traitors are. You know, banish them, sure, but, like, maybe keep one around to help reveal others.
Totally.
Or use them till the end.
Yep.
So, Sandra was, like, on it, but just didn't move quick enough. And also, luckily, I think she's on to Kate.
I know. So, she could help them win it.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. I can't believe it's going to be a battle between Sandra and Kate. And I told Laurel last night, I was like... this feels like something I made up in a dream one night.
Yes.
Like, after watching too much Survivor and Below Deck during lockdown.
Exactly.
I, like, had a dream that Sandra and Kate were, like, battling it out.
Yes.
And who's gonna win? I don't know.
I don't know either. Kate's a really bad liar.
She's not doing great at lying.
Mm-mm.
But she is good at convincing people of
she's
certain
firm.
Things. Yeah. And they all do trust her. Like, CT, Trishel, and... MJ and Sheree definitely trust her, but Siti and Trishel are iffy on Kate a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, because she's a Bravo girl.
Yeah, that's probably true. The only two, they only trust each other at this point, and they know it's one of the other four.
Right, and I think it'll be up to Sandra to, like...
sway them.
Yeah, and then Kate will be trying... I mean, it's going to be, like, them trying to convince everyone else that's the other person.
Yeah.
I don't really see it happening any other way unless something weird happens.
Yeah.
Where somebody has a target on their back.
Nobody thinks it's Sheree. Nobody thinks it's CT. Nobody thinks it's Trishel. Nobody thinks it's MJ.
No,
I mean, I just couldn't see them thinking that.
No.
So, we'll see.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Wait, does Kate get a murder?
Yes.
Because MJ has a shield.
She gets a murder, but she's shocked. She's in the postmortem. She's like, I thought I was done. And then it's like she forgot about the shield and, like, the whole game. She was just like, I'm done.
Who's she going to murder? That's huge. Honestly, it's huge.
If she was smart... Well, would she murder Sandra if she understood... how far Sandra was, like, in her gameplay of Kate being the traitor.
And, like, no one else would... if she knew that Sandra was onto her, if she knew that nobody else knew that Sandra was onto her, then it would be an okay move.
I know, but
who do you use to target as a traitor? Then you have to start from scratch. She's already built on Sandra, so she can't murder Sandra. You stick with the CT Trishel directory if you murder Trishel, which she might, because Kate just murders people she doesn't like.
I know.
Then you know that you're a possible target because it's clearly any of the four of the girls.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a hard one.
So then you take out, can't take out MJ, can't take out Sandra, so Sheree, Trishel, or CT. It's hard. I think she's going to do Trishel. I think it's a bad move.
What do you think the good move would be?
Sheree. Even though that's a number, I guess. She needs that number.
I think this Sheree would be the most confusing, so that would be the good move, right?
Yeah, I think it's the most confusing. And it could...
But how could you make it seem like I guess Sandra's CT. The traitor, though?
I guess who would CT. Sandra
kill? CT?
Yeah, so like... Oh, wait...
No, who, well, who, that's...
Okay, you're right. Who would, if you're Kate, you have to think, but who she's would not Sandra think kill? This,
but yeah.
Yeah, but we are, because yeah. This is fun. Who would Sandra kill if she were a traitor?
I don't know, like...
And you can't kill Kate, obviously, but I feel like you... Kill Trishel.
I think that is the most logical thing because it's leftovers versus like the faithfuls. Yeah. And Trishel was that.
The last of the faithful. Sandra was
like, and that's like against, that's numbers that were against Sandra at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this game has been so weird.
It's very different than other seasons of Traitors.
Where it's like almost so clear what the good move would be.
Yeah.
Because... But it is hard because of how many people like, knew each other before. Yes,
it's the relationship aspect, and yes. Also it's the, like, it that is taking more precedent than the strategy mm-hmm. aspect. Whereas in other seasons, they are all playing strategically, so it's a little bit easier to predict moves because you're like, okay, if I was a traitor, what would I do?
Yep.
This. Oh, that must be what traitors are doing.
Yep.
But what, and that's what Peter came in and played, but ultimately what happened was that the friendships took over.
And people found it annoying. They didn't like it.
They didn't like it.
And, you know, he came across a little annoying. In the postmortem, he was still annoying.
He was pissed?
He was... he was talking about it like it was like an NFL football game. Like, he was like, well, the thing is, I did all of these things, and I was still really good.
Yeah.
And he named all of his accomplishments as
I'm an MVP.
Right, like that. And he also said he's really competitive, and he got really into it. So it sounded like he was not out of the game yet. Like, he was still fantasizing about what if he had been able to stay. Like, yeah. He couldn't let it go.
And it would have been a very different episode if Peter had stayed.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
And we'll never know.
We won't know, but we know that he cares enough to think about what would have happened.
He cares so deeply, that man.
That man.
Who do you think is going to win it all? The faithfuls or Kate?
So hard.
I feel like Sandra can win it for the faithfuls.
I think if anyone can, it's her.
Mm-hmm.
If she can't pull that off, I think Kate will win.
Mm-hmm.
But it all just depends.
Yeah. I think her only move to pull it off is to team up with CT and Trishel.
Yes.
And actually know for sure that Kate's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sheree and MJ aren't going to flop on Kate, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
So.
I don't think there's enough evidence, really.
Yeah. It's really a numbers game here.
Mm-hmm.
A numbers game here. Mm-hmm. It's at the end, it's a numbers game. Who is that?
I don't know. It sounded Irish
to me. It did, a little bit.
A numbers game. A numbers game.
No,
I'm done. It's not Irish anymore. It's just nonsense.
It's like kind of Irish, but also like Minnesotan.
Oh, yeah. They're similar.
It kind of is, now that we're thinking about
mm-hmm.
it.
Well,
I think that's it.
I think that's all I have to say. No, I think what I wanted to say is that I don't know if it's possible, but it'd be cool if next time they do, like, all reality television people, mm-hmm. that it's somehow from a different franchise for every single person.
Like, they don't know each other.
Yeah, not as well. Like, maybe they're aware of each other's game or yeah. their life on TV.
Like, obviously they could have seen it.
But
no, like, Real Housewives of, no more than one housewife, really.
Yeah.
It was too many housewives.
I love seeing them, but no.
Yeah. Like, you could do, like, you know, Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm. No, I think so. I, like, think you could do, like, a Vanderpump person.
Yeah, I think they're due for a Vanderpump person next.
You could do a Below Deck person.
Yeah.
And then maybe a housewife that doesn't know the Vanderpump person.
Yeah, it would have to be, like, a New Jersey or, like...
Yeah. You know, and then, like, one Survivor.
A Miami one.
One Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I don't need all these Big Brothers.
Yeah, and it was, like, I get why they put them, why they, like, totally. Loaded people up. Because it is interesting when there's, like, beef already there mm-hmm. or, like... something going on. But yeah, James Kennedy on the Traitors. Let's do it.
Oh my god, yes.
Chaotic. So...
I kind of feel like Katie Maloney would be good, too.
Oh yeah, that would be like my second choice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else.
I don't care.
I really couldn't. I don't think I could watch anyone else. Even Ariana, like, God bless her, but like, let's give someone else some opportunities.
She doesn't need to play the game.
I honestly think she'd be boring on it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Agreed.
She did great on Dance with the Stars.
She showed.
The Traitors is not her show.
She showed. She shined.
She shined at her show.
And she showed.
And
out.
She showed at her shine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, end of story.
End of story, I guess.
Until next week.
The finale next week.
Yeah. Aww. And they're filming the I think they filmed the reunion today.
Oh.
So, Andy hosts the reunion.
Oh, I forget. That he does that.
Twill be interesting.
See who he favors.
Yeah, we'll see who he favors. We'll see who does cocaine with
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
When we see who he favors.
Mm-hmm. Who does he favor? I don't know.
Phaedra is who he favors. All right, well, that's it.
That's it.
And we'll see you all next week.
I hope you have a good time.
I really do. Hope you have a good time.
This week.
Yeah.
God bless.
What? God bless him.
God bless him.
Good night.
Good night.